code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Cutting Through the Matrix on the 18th of September 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest at the kickoff of the broadcast that you should help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll see a bunch of sites listed there. These are the official sites. They all carry audios for free download where I go through the histories of the big societies that really all won today, that formed this system called the New World Order and caused wars in order to get towards the goal of the world order, caused a crisis and offered a solution, which is total integration run by a global government, of course, with themselves at the top and the money boys at the very, very top, because they were the guys who came up with the idea in the first place. So help yourself to the audios. Remember, to all those sites listed have transcripts for prints up as well in English of a lot of the talks I've given, and you can go into Alan Watt's Sentinel.eu for transcripts in other languages. And number two, you are the audience that bring me to you, because I don't bring on guests as advertisers or ex-CIA guys. I don't think there's such things as ex-CIA or ex-FBI or ex-anything at the government level. They're all under official secret acts, so they can't just go on radio shows and prattle off about anything at all. But they'd be in trouble, obviously. And those laws are definitely enforced. So I just stick to the basic facts, show you the history books, and show you that it's an open conspiracy, as H.G. Wells called it. And it's always been an open conspiracy. And you have to go into the earlier books, starting in the 1800s, early 1900s, to see how it was all planned. Because they really thought those at the top who controlled the systems of the First World countries, the whole financial systems, political systems, and the war industry, of course, they really thought that it was time to, that the public would accept a global government with them in charge. And simply had to train the public, or well, to train them through generations of cultural change, to destroy original cultures, and then you bring in a thing called multiculturalism, which is no culture at all, because multiculturalism would be the excuse to push the new politically correct culture, this new culture of obedience to authority, or obedience to authority, and that's what you have today. It's all about that. And we talked about that 100 years ago. Often, in different biographies of the big players themselves. And you're simply living through it, so you have to accept this and don't get terrified when you learn something new for the first time, because a lot of people wake up to things that are happening. Those who really wake up generally have always known something was awfully wrong from an early age. And when they start to get information to put it together, some of them freak out and think, my God, you know, we must get something back. Well, let me tell you something. For generations, you haven't had your own countries. So what are you going to get back? Think about that to start with. What are you going to get back? Every country has been run by the same group for over 100 years. And it's simply going forward with more integration into regional plans and so on in preparation for the global government, which they call governance. And it's a private enterprise, really, because private corporations run the big system, and your governments are just their boys they put it in place, like little lackeys. Sad truth. Number two, you can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and that helps me, hopefully, to tick by, maybe. And you also donate as well. So if you can go into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com, tells you what to do, how to get the orders. And from the US to Canada, remember, personal checks are still good, as are international postal money orders still good from the US to Canada. You can also send cash or use PayPal, or and across the world, I should say, you can also use Western Union or MoneyGram and PayPal again. Our straight donations are really, sincerely, awfully welcome. Back with more after this break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
And people who you think it's just happened. See, what really happened was that the big boys were consolidating their grasp across the world using new orders, armies, you see. Different countries, any country will do. It used to be Britain, of course, and the British Commonwealth countries to recruit from, and for the empire, and pushed on from there. And then they handed the torch over to the US to continue it, using Britain, the British Empire, as a basic starting point was already made, you see. And in fact, Britain, even still, they can't pull out of a country they actually own, technically, as part of the old Commonwealth. They still own them. They can't pull out under their own laws and rules, regulations, unless they've established the exact same system, which they call democracy, which means total control from London. And they can't pull out their troops and let them go to it then, until that's established. Very old, old system. And of course, the U.S. is doing it too. They now call it democracy. Even though the U.S. started off as a republic, you see, to stop democracy. Because democracy is the easiest way for a few very rich people to take over and get the mob to do whatever they want them to do. They bankrupt them all till they're all helpless and then say, you know, we'll help you. We'll help you. Vote for us. And then you've got democracy. Next thing you know, you've got parades of guys and naked down the streets and stuff on certain days doing strange things with their groins. And it all goes to hell. You see, they destroy the old culture. This is an old plan, an old, old plan to destroy all culture, to bring in this new system of obedience. And when there's no norms anymore, there's no childhood anymore, because I read an article yesterday from the mainstream And they said basically they're doing away in some countries with sports, fitness and so on, and concentrating totally on sexual education down to the physical parts of it, really getting physical with children, you see, so that they grow up thinking that everything's okay and they better try it all because they'll be inhibited if they don't, according to psychologists. You understand, we're totally being, this is social engineering to the extreme. And we sit back and let it happen because generation by generation, every generation's been degraded through entertainment primarily. And so they don't see anything wrong with them teaching the child the next step, you see. Very simple. Got all the time in the world, they used to say, to do it. And that's what they've done. And if you go into the Frankfurt School and all the other schools that came out of Vienna and Germany and so on, and got permission to alter the cultures, especially in the U.S. and in the British Empire structural system. So here we are going through it all. And at the same time, too, the big boys, they said in their own writings a long time ago at the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a private organization that ran the British Empire. They were the real spies, too, because when during World War II, Chatham House, which was their headquarters, still is, became the first head of the OSS, which became the MI6 in the CIA. So they actually used their headquarters during World War II. They're still the same. They're the highest secret service. But they also have at the top reporters across the world in their pocket. They're all members and all the owners of newspapers. You've got to do that if you're going to control the whole system. You standardize the informational flow. And they also wanted to say, create these trading blocks, and then eventually the trading blocks would do pan, see, it's like the one, like Pan-Pacific, for instance, and then we've got Trans-Pacific trading blocks. So you create one trading block, and then you get it to merge with another trading block, and so they're all under the same laws, rules, regulations. It's not just to do with money, you see. And they all have the same laws, and then you're under global governance. That's how it's done. And Carl Quigley, as I've mentioned many, many times, was a historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, an American branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and he disclosed all of this stuff in his own writings. And he thought at the time, it's a great idea, he was all for it. He thought the public were ready to accept this kind of domination by their betters, like himself, for instance. And you've got to read through the Anglo-American establishment, it goes into even more detail by the same man, Carol Quigley. Now, talking about integration, you see, you've got integration happens through crisis. Create the crisis. Even though World War One and Two, talked about by H.G. Wells, who worked for the Fabian Society, another branch that handles the left wing for the Royal Institute of International Affairs. You see, so they handle right wing and left wing. And Wells said the same thing: we need a world war to get everyone on their knees to get global government through. Then after World War One, he says we need another war. He says. And so we've got another war. And then in 1948, he said the same thing. We need another war to really put it into place. So out of the first war, you had the League of Nations, then the United Nations, and who knows if the United Nations will be the final one or not. But at the moment, they're really pushing for it. But they lie to the public all the time. Because, you know, for instance, once you integrate into the European Federation, as an example, you have no culture left. And that's already happened across Europe. You know, culture left pretty well. It's a mishmash and a mess. And out of the chaos is supposed to come order. See, down the road, a new type. But they had secretive groups working in Europe since World War One to bring about the whole integration of Europe, complete financial, economic, social integration. And they lied to the public over and over when they came up with the common market idea. That's all the public cared about for years, just a common market. And every so often the prime ministers would get together and sign deeper integrations and closer ties, they called it, with their partners, which meant they were embedding us in deeper and deeper. And then eventually you came out, oh, we're actually integrated now, here's a parliament for you, a brand new one. Oh, you've no sovereignty left. This is all done by stealth, but it's pretty well open too, if you're a thinker. So they have plans, long-range plans, 100 to 200 years plans more, always on the go. And they've got lots of futurists on board too, the guys that you think is right science fiction. No, they're also on board with this because they're always into the future, what you think technology is going to do, how can we use it, how can we maintain control. be in control and remain in control with all this technology and so on. So they always want to know how they can actually get more power from technology and to make sure the public don't become to rival them, basically, in the use of it. So they give you inferior stuff and a lot less of what they're up to at the top. Now, so they're the secretive group going to build European Union in a Soviet style. It's a new Soviet, you see. It's not democratic. So they still got the group working inside them from their own employees. Now, these guys all work, remember, for the big societies that are private, like the Royal Institute for International Affairs. In fact, they're all members of it. The European Council on Foreign Relations is the branch that they belong to, these parliamentarians. So here it says, Future of Europe Group plans the EU integration, closer EU integration. They're talking about total integration, you understand. I've read the articles from a European passport and all this kind of stuff. They've already got where people can come in from one country and work in another country, etc. You can come from all of Europe and go to Britain and get welfare if they want and get set up. I've had that for 30-odd years. And, of course, the British people pay for all, so much so that they can't even get their operations at home if you've grown up and lived there. They can't afford it, they tell you. Anyway, so the future of Europe's group plans closer EU integration. It says 11 EU countries have drawn up a plan to strengthen the 27-nation bloc. It's like the Soviet bloc, the common blocs, right? It's called bloc. And make it a bigger global player. So it's hard to get a bigger global player. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle headed the Future of Europe group, which met in Poland's capital, Warsaw, on Monday. Now, these are members of people in the Union. People don't vote them in to do this, do they? Do they even vote them in at all? Is a question. The group, which does not include the UK, yes, it will include the UK, because they've always done the same trick. When they set up the League of Nations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Milner Group, when they set up the League of Nations, the US didn't want to join it. Citizenry back home did. Wilson did want to join it. He helped set it up. But the people said no. And but they put a guy in regardless and didn't tell the public. That's also in Quigley's stuff. And other authors too. And then voting rights as well. So Britain's definitely got a member in there. I've got a few members. Such European Commission, the EU's executive arm, must be stronger and its head could be directly elected. So that's the executive arm, you see. It's going to be the strongest one of all, just like any Soviet system. The Commission has already acquired more powers of oversight in the crisis, scrutinizing national budgets to ensure compliance with EU targets. See, if you're not in charge of your own budgets anymore, and that was one of the goals that the IMF was supposed to be set up to do all the country's bookkeeping eventually. They're already doing it across Europe through a brand new central bank, which is privately owned. The new controls are considered necessary to prevent any reckless accumulation of debt in the future. It's a joke. They don't know what they're doing. The guys who own the banks, private banks, are a big club. And they're all responsible to the Bank for International Settlement, another private organization. Besides Mr. Westerwelle, the Warsaw meeting brought together the foreign ministers of Austria, Belgium, Denmark, France, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Portugal, and Poland and Spain. And the report says the EU treaties will have to be changed for some of the institutional reforms to take effect. So the whole con was to get folk into it, and then, again, just keep changing the institutional structure through reforms, consistently, until they've got what they wanted. The end of all national sovereignty. Complete end of it. Since in the past, treaty changes have been a thorny and time-consuming issue for the EU, as voters in several countries have rejected proposals agreed by a majority of EU leaders. Treaty change requires unanimity amongst all 27 member states. Well, see, right there it tells you there's no such thing as democracy. And voters in several countries have rejected proposals agreed by the majority of the leaders. The leaders, if they really had democracy, would listen to the voters, right? Doesn't happen. It's never happened. Never happened, for goodness sake. The report says such changes could be speeded up in the future when the EU has 28 or more members by getting approval through a qualified majority instead of unanimity. And then it goes on about creating a European identity. And I'll be back with more after this break.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hey, this is the Matrix talking about the big system and how it really works, because the guys 100 years ago said this is exactly how it would be, and how they do it step by step, and how they bring in a European Commission that had a higher organization above it. It was unelected. Now this article touches on that too. And it says making European elections more EU-focused instead of concentrating on national issues could lead to a directly elected Commission president who appoints the members of this European government himself, the report says. Isn't that going to be wonderful? It's similar to the ideas I went by the EU Commission president, Manuel Barroso, in his State of the Union speech last week. So, you see, this is going to plan, and they want to do the same with the Americas, and we're already doing it. The US and Canada are already doing it in Mexico with this Trans-Pacific Partnership, too, get amalgamated into that. That's also secretive. They won't tell you what it's all about. So, then, and you call yourself democracies. What a joke. You've never known democracy, you've never had it. All you had, as I say, when people want to go back to the past, at that rosier time, it's when you didn't have the cameras watching you. You had lots of covert observation on you. You didn't know it at the time. But you certainly had it. And even Jacques E. Lowell talked about that. And he was a philosopher. But he says since the 1950s, every individual in the First World countries is under intense scrutiny by their governments and various agencies. And they're completely oblivious of it. It's awfully important, you see, to see if you're actually dumb or you're thinking at all. I'm not kidding about that. Right down to your local street areas that built spies and streets and everything since the 50s onwards to make sure that they collected gossip and reports into certain police commissioners every so often. Now it's only open, of course, and you're spied by your computers and all the technology they've handed to you. That's what they gave it to you for. Anyway, that's just saying, internationally, the EU needs to have more coherence and impact reports. It's calling for a strengthened European External Action Service, the EEAS, the EU's diplomatic service, and it's headed by Baroness Ashton. Oh, God, from the UK, Baroness Ashton. So everything is deception, but it's all to plan. These guys talked about the exact same strategy 100 years ago, step by step by step. It'll take 25 years to get the public to accept this, and our 25 to destroy their culture doing it this way, and our 25 years, and here we all are. So what you're looking backwards to, when you want to go back to a better time, is when you didn't have such much so much overt observation of yourself. You could travel pretty freely, and you could make more personal decisions. Children were free to walk about with and get molested with perps, and all that kind of stuff as well. You could have a natural childhood, in other words. So getting the state coming down on them and into the sexual roles when they're 5 and 6 years old. So we're all tampered with now. Everyone's been tampered with physically. I'm talking about physically through genetic engineering, because we're all eating the rubbish that they give us. All this genetic engineering has got a big, big part to do with your health today, because it's also bringing down the populations. You're not asking for volunteers to who wants to go first. Simply, they have world meetings about it, and they don't make wish lists up and send it off to Santa Claus. They put it into effect. Everything is run covertly and by deception. Or they'd have riots everywhere. Another article to open up is the role of the U.S. Federal Reserve from the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, the boys are just the branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is set up by international bankers to begin with. So it's from their point of view that what they want you to believe, you see. And I'll put this article up, and all these articles up at the end of the night, so cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And there's another article here. It says here, the Fed now owns your foreclosed property under the QE3. I should think I was Queen Elizabeth III. Purchases of toxic assets, it says. On ABC's This Week, George Will, columnist for the propaganda news outlet Washington Post, spoke out against Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, and his decision to install the QE3, which is essentially the government printing money. As Will pointed out, that this latest move is covert trickle-down economics, where citizens are forced to invest in equities in order to continue to prop up the economy to perpetuate the false sense of reality the American public lives under. Last week, Bernanke announced that the Fed would purchase $40 billion in toxic assets called mortgage-backed securities per month. Well, this scheme will devastate the U.S. dollar's value by the very act of printing more money. It's a secret bailout of certain financial institutions occurring under the radar. The QE3 serves as a regressive redistribution program for the banksters who are enjoying a surge in their wealth under current economic conditions. The Federal Housing Finance Administration recently announced that strategic defaulters, that is, those homeowners who have abandoned their mortgage because they could not continue to meet the monthly payments, will be jailed for this crime. The FHFA, that's the Federal Housing Finance Administration, oversees Freddie and Fannie Mae/Mac, the mortgage corporation owned by the U.S. government. The FHFA are focusing their efforts on criminally prosecuting all American citizens who abuse the FHFA programs by walking away from their foreclosure. So you can't even walk away from this stuff anymore. Morgan Stanley is a financial institution that took the mortgage-backed securities and offered their derivatives across the global market. Recently, Morgan Stanley's stocks have been dramatically dropping, and they blame the securitized loans and derivatives as a cause of this plunge into insolvency. This reversal of the crash of 2008 ensures that the banksters get paid. The falling off of the stock market continues, while subversive measures committed today will cause the fall of the American economy in a few short years. Not bad, eh? So it's pretty infamy we're getting $187 billion for the taxpayers to keep them afloat. Corporate welfare. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hi, we're back, adding you through the Matrix. And we're talking about the foreclosures and the banks and all the rest of it and how it's all a big con's job, really. It says one out of 200 homes will be foreclosed upon. This is what the FDIC has reported. This is what's going to happen in the next month or so. 250,000 new households enter foreclosure every 3 months. 6 out of 10 homeowners are delinquent in their mortgage. Well, most of them are actually losing their jobs if they had one to start with. But they're bailing out the banks. It says here, as I mentioned before, that they're just throwing money at the big guys who caused it all in the first place and were jacking up the prices and selling them off to the next bank and jacking up the prices. They say Freddie and Fannie Mae were given $187 billion by the taxpayers to keep them afloat, and the FHFA have begun sending other investigators to seek out those strategic defaulters in a fear-mongering campaign to ensure homeowners remain in debt to the banks and ultimately the U.S. government under directives given by the central banking cartels. They're run completely by private corporations. They are the boss. They're the bosses. And they run your governments. That's the way that the Royal Institute for International Affairs set it up. For the central banks. So it's going to get worse and worse and worse, but that's the big stake to the banking system. And that'll never change because they run the world, you understand? They run your governments. It was set up on purpose that way. And another thing that's bringing down the health of the public is so many articles about it, so many studies. You get sick of reading the studies that just confirm what you already know. But this one here is about the UK government. Now, the big thing, even when they set up the League of Nations, you see, when they said that scientists would help the dominant minority run the world on behalf of the bankers, but just would make it happen, make it all possible. And they did say at the League of Nations in 1919 that they would vaccinate everybody across the planet by law. You'd have to get it. And they're still pushing for all this stuff by law. Most of it's already here, as you know. You see your children getting sicker, and generation after generation will get sicker and sicker. Anyway, announcing UK government is just considering mandatory whooping cough vaccine for newborns. Newborns. And this goes on to talk about how safe or unsafe it is to give newborn babies this vaccination. It was first introduced in the UK in the 1940s. DPT is a vaccination for diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus. And it says, since introduction of the vaccination, the whooping cough element in particular, has caused huge controversy and outrage amongst parents and professors alike. It's due largely to serious adverse reactions being reported, including convulsions, neurological disorders, and sudden infant death syndrome. You should blame the parents for all the time. You end up with little pit of hair, you get little hemorrhages out throughout the brain, or you've shaken the baby. They say, no, it's actual inoculations. During the 60s, 70s, 80s, various documents proved the number of doctors, pediatricians, neurologists were writing up the government outlining cases of seizures and mental retardation, as it was called at the time, following vaccinations. In January 1968, B.D. Bauer, a consultant pediatrician from the Radcliffe Infirmary, wrote a letter to Dr. Seeley, Minister of Health, stating, following a telephone conversation about reactions to pertussis vaccination, I'm giving you the data on which my remarks about the risk of severe brain damage are based. A little further on in this letter, Bauer states, in 1964, my colleagues, Dr. Peter Jevons, and I published a monograph on infantile spasms. And it gives you the actual lining for it, the actual one you can find it at. It says, unless we discuss the relevance of immunization to the tragic infantile spasms, mental subnormality syndrome, they called it. It was well known and all hushed up. And I put this link up tonight too. It goes on with lots of good information for those who, because you've all been trained through, mainly again, like Jack Ewell says, you're trained through fiction and dramas on television. Anything to do with cops and the justice system is all propaganda and the medical industry. All your dramas and your movies that you watch, it's when you get all glamorous and all that, it's all propaganda, folks. So you'll do what you're told. This doctor says, oh, I need to get all these 10 different vaccinations. Okay. Then you get a fever, and then they're autistic. And you all think it's normal. This is interesting, too, because I've talked about xenoestrogens and the bisphenol A's and the various other things up into your systems through the food industry. Remember what they said, as I mentioned before, the next million years by Charles Galton Darwin, the physicist and descendant of Charles Darwin. He said that we'll put hormones, will alter the male especially, not to be a male anymore, then they won't fight the system. And he says, well, we just put the hormones and inject it into them, put it in their food, we'll put it in their water. No. A new discovered reason to avoid fast food and popcorn, it says, this one's called perfluoroalkyls, they call it, which are chemicals used to keep grease leaking through fast food wrappers. And it says fast food wrappers are being ingested by people through their food and showing up as contaminants in the blood. It says these particular ones are stable synthetic chemicals that repel all grease in the water used in surface protection treatments and coatings for packages. Specific chemical studies were, and it says polyfluoroalkyls, phosphate esters, PAPs for short, which are the breakdown products of the perfluorinated carboxylic acids used in coating the food wrappers. By the way, they also put nanotechnology in there too, for those who don't know. And so, it says here, they're chemicals used to keep grease from leaking through and so on, and they're stable synthetics, so on and so on, but it also says that they're related to the estrogens as well, for those who don't know it. And you're dosing yourself up in estrogen, all you guys out there. Now, maybe some of you now want to, I don't know, it's strange things going on, but personally, I think you really wouldn't want that stuff in your system. But now it's in your bloodstream now. And it says, it's not just the PFOAs and PFOSs that show up. The CDC's fourth national report on human exposure to environmental chemicals, 2009, which is considered the most comprehensive assessment to date of exposure of the population to chemicals in the environment, detected a total of 12 different types of these particular perfluorinated compounds, PFCs, in Americans tested five different kinds. And it's quite a long article, so I'll put this up with all the different links for those who actually care anymore, you know, because a lot of folk don't care. Once you're done down a certain extent with all the stuff and garbage you're putting into yourself and injections that you're taking, because that's the intention of all folks, then you'll never get it. You're beyond redemption. You're just too far gone. And you can see that in the eyes of a lot of people out there already. They're too far gone and completely poisoned. Completely poisoned. Now, I've always mentioned that the big plan, of course, was always to create these amalgamations like the EU, for instance, these trading blocks. The big boys who created the Milner Group and the Royal Institute for International Affairs, CFR, they funded completely the whole Soviet Union from the beginning when it was a Bolshevik group that was in and stayed in actually, and heavily funded it all through the existence of the Soviet era. And the same with China. If you think China's a different country altogether and it's not run by the same boys, Jeff Gumtree, as they say. It's the same boys running China too. And yet they'll rattle the war drums once they've got to make you scared, so you must amalgamate further into global government, you see. But one of the things that proves it's all a scam, it was a few years ago when Britain gave up its lease on Hong Kong to China. It was a 99-year lease. And when they made that lease, it was all signed into law and all the rest of it. But it was not with a communist government. They didn't have a government near them. They still ordered it, you see. Isn't that interesting? And China has recently obtained the rights for a 30-year lease of the Cheongjin port in North Korea, the Global Times reported September 12th. North Korea, you know, that supposed big enemy. This aims to boost trading between China, South Korea, Russia, Japan, for the resurgence of a regional economy in China's northeastern area, reported the Joongang Ilbo, a South Korean newspaper, on September the 11th. So we've got the port in North Korea. See, it's all a joke. It's all a joke, folks. By the way, North Korea's got the atomic bomb. Strange to know after that, isn't it? But they're kind of far away from, you know, a certain country in the Middle East. According to Joongang Ilbo, China's investments in the port total €9.34 million, or $12.01 million, says more than half of the port's aggregated €15.46 million of reported investments, with the rest coming from North Korea. So you see, if they're really a dangerous bunch of guys who are going to go off in a different direction, would they be trading with them? Do you really think so? No, of course they wouldn't. So everything's going according to schedule, as I say. Now, part of the big system that the Milner Group talks about, and they got lots of futurists, and they hired lots of writers to put all this out, and of course they created psychology, and they promoted Freud, by the way, was to eliminate certain religions from the planet. Not all of them, but most of them. And Christianity had to go because it gave a common set of morals to people, even if they weren't following it so much and religiously. They still had a common culture, and common cultures had to be destroyed. Most common cultures are run by religion, these religious values. So Christianity had to be destroyed. Now, here's an article here. Colorado school has seized rosary beads from a student, and they called them a gang symbol. A gang symbol, folks. Officials at Colorado High School reportedly confiscated rosary beads from a student, claiming there isn't the religious necklace is affiliated with gangs and disruptive to learning. This is Manuel Vigil, a 16-year-old junior at Thompson Valley High School in Loveland, said administrators offered no explanations when they received the rosary beads twice since the school started 3 weeks ago, Fox affiliate said. They tell me I can't wear them, and adding that he wears the beads to protect himself from harm. He said, I use them for prayer, I feel safe when I have them on. He says, officials have a claim the religious necklace is not safe for school. That's typically not what we want for a safe environment for school, Thompson Valley School District spokesman Margaret Crespo told KDVR. She claims, or he, I hope it is, claims that the school gave Vigil two options before confiscating the beads. She said administrators asked him to either take them off or put them inside his shirt. Can you believe that? It's in the US. He says, you're not getting as an alternative that than to remove it, Crespo claims. But Vigil said he only got a demand from the school. If he would have given me that option, I would have put it in my shirt, he says. did you have it? I mean, have you seen what they all wear outside their shirt? I mean, did the geek, and they're just, you know, don't want to wear this. They've got everything else there. Huh? Some people wear gang symbols, and it's carved into their body. You better think about that. Think about it. What can you do with that? So, I wonder how many folk will even catch on to that one. But anyway, it's just, don't stick taxpayers with underfunded corporate pensions. It says, when Congress passed a transportation bill in July, included important changes to rules governing corporate pensions. Unfortunately, these changes will allow companies to underfund their pension plans, which will cost taxpayers down the road. It's just a moving everything onto the taxpayer as usual. As usual, with bad pension policy, the rules involve a complex accounting issue. In this case, it's discounting, the process by which a pension actually determines how many assets a fund must have today to cover payments that come due in the future. For example, imagine a current pension fund owes a payment of $105 in 1 year. The fund applies a discount rate of 5% and must hold $100 today for that obligation to be fully funded. Pension fund uses discount rates matched to yields on high-quality corporate bonds in order to stimulate the risk experienced by corporate pensioners. As with a bond, corporations are generally obligated to make their pension payments in full unless they go bankrupt. So they go through all the scams that they do, all this, how they make it complicated to try and lose you, you see? But which really means that they're going to scam as much money from the pension fund as they can and use it for other things, and then when it becomes due, they'll hit the government for the cash instead, the taxpayer. That's as simple as that. Anything that starts to get complicated with mathematics and money is a con. Anything at all, folks. Because it's very, very simple. Basic arithmetic is very, very simple. If it becomes complicated, it's a scam. This is a great article here, because it's to do with eugenics. And I've mentioned before that in Britain, for instance, when you go into a hospital, they'll size up your social value to your area. You know, what's your social standing? What's your value to the society nowadays? And they'll put you on a resuscitate or do not resuscitate order at the end of your bed, if you're not worth much at all, you see. Especially if you're elderly. It doesn't matter how thick you've been, but if you go and have that kind of arrest there, a cardiac arrest, they aren't going to resuscitate you. Do not resuscitate. But if you're the mayor, of course they will, you see, or certain other people of value. But it says a man with Down syndrome is suing the National Health Service Trust over a hospital's decision to issue a do not resuscitate order giving his disability as one of the reasons. So there you are. Way right off the bat, you see, eugenics. The instruction not to attempt resuscitation in the event of a cardiac or respiratory arrest was issued without his family's knowledge. Their lawyers described the order as blatant discrimination. East Kent Hospital's University Foundation, the trust says, complied fully with guidelines from professional bodies. Well, who are these professional bodies? The family of the man, who can be identified only as AWA because of a court order, remained unaware of the do not resuscitate decision until he'd returned from hospital to his care home. The DNR form issued while he was in hospital in Margate a year ago was listed as an indefinite decision, meaning it would cover the duration of his stay in hospital with no provision for review. He says he had a good way of life now, but somebody wasn't prepared to give him the time of day. He says the reasons given were Down syndrome, unable to swallow, percutaneous endoscopic gastrostomy, I should say, bedbound, learning difficulties. So AWA, 51 years old, has dementia and was having a special tube fitted to help him with feeding. The form says there was no discussion with his next of kin because they were unavailable, but the family says they visited him in the hospital virtually every day, and a care from his home sometimes attended too. One of AWA's close relatives who's pursuing legal action on his behalf said, until his dementia started 3 years ago, he had a really hectic social life. He loved parties, discos, and going to church. He was, maybe it's the church part that after him, might kill him for that. He was looked after at home for as long as possible, but then we got him into a nice care home. And his health deteriorated a bit. He had eating problems and couldn't swallow. So the decision was taken to have a PEG inserted so he could receive medication, foods, and liquids. So anyway, that's what they did. They put him down when they got him in the hospital. Just do not resuscitate. In other words, they take a quick look at you. What's your value to society? Oh, he's Down syndrome, you know. And remember, the definition at the United Nations of a good global citizen is someone who is a producer and a consumer. You've got to be both. So good luck to this guy, and I hope he throws the pants off him, because it doesn't stop just there. There'll be many other categories too they have. And of course, life is dirt cheap now for those who haven't figured it out. It's very good for those at the top. They're very important people. No matter how old they are, but you, down below, you have to be trained and taught. Remember Obama talked about the money that cost DPP's old grandmother alive could be used in better ways. He started to push that, remember, in the States as well. Of course, they're not trying to kill you, but Hep B vaccine damages the liver that is supposed to protect, it says. New evidence published in the journal Apostasis indicates that hepatitis B vaccine, which is designed to prevent hepatitis B virus, induced liver damage to the liver, actually causes liver cell damage itself. New studies done. Back with more after this. Because it's a mistake, of course, it's not deliberate.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, I'm back. We're heading into the Matrix. And what a Matrix is, isn't it? Massive deception and doublespeak and everything else, and chronology. The arc of chronology is the oldest art there is for managing populations and living very well on top of them. Now, there's a caller from Arkansas there. Is it Larry? Are you still there, Larry? Hello? Okay, he's gone. Now, here's an article to do with countries that haven't had independence for centuries. They get them pseudo-independence, which is no independence at all. It's a joke. Like Scotland, for instance. The World Stoning Skimming Championships held each year in Scotland Island. That's where you throw a stone in the water and see if it can skim. We're kidding you. That's all you get in Scotland. It's a very poor country. You can't afford anything else. were under threat due to a row between the organizers and the landowner. The event listed as one of the most unmissable experiences in Europe is due to happen on Eastdale this weekend. Now, the owner of the disused quarry where it's staged wants to charge a land use fee for the first time in its 15-year history. The organizer told the BBC Scotland the competition would go ahead as planned. See, Scotland practices this because, you see, it was used for military, just like the US is used today by the London government. They recruited all the guys gave them kilts and everything and had them go overseas to fight for the British Empire, which they did awfully well. They'd be in Canada today if it wasn't for the Highlanders who were sent into Quebec, near Oshawa. You know, and the Heights of Abraham, they called it. It was the Fraser Highlanders that actually took it when the English couldn't manage it. And that happened all over the world. But of course, they've nothing of their own, you see. They've been run dry. So the only way they can stop boats getting into Scotland is by skipping these stones over the water. You see, that's the only weapons they've got left. Because there's tax to the hilt. There's nothing left there. Anyway, it says here, the landowner and Eileen Isdale Community Trust are embroiled in a dispute after he demanded the land use fee and asked to see a copy of the trust's public liability insurance. So it's a big disappointment and so on and so on and so on. This guy owns the island. This guy. Now, who is this guy? Well, he's called Clive Higginbaum. You know, he's a really Scottish guy. And his daddy was way up there. You know, the big boys. And the big boys do that. It doesn't matter. But if you've no sovereignty at all, they sell off your islands. They can sell off chunks of your land. And they did. With people on it, too. Don't forget. And this is the 21st century. See? But it says, in 1970, Higginbaum was expelled from the trade body for stamp dealers, the Philatelic Trader Society, for selling labels resembling stamps without indicating they were not genuine postage stamps. In 1984, he reapplied for admission but withdrew his application before it could be considered, following adverse press comments about his business affairs. In 1971, he was charged with 14 counts of receiving and dishonestly handling stolen stamps and proofs. James E. Mackay and George Bass were also charged in connection with the same matter. It was from James Mackay that Higginbaum had received the stolen items. Higginbaum, who denied the charges, was cleared on the judge's directions. Why? Because it's a very important way up there, you see. Higginbaum came involved in a dispute with the U.S. Customs Service about whether 20% duty applied to gold stamps of Staffa imported into the United States. The stamps were to commemorate the United States bicentenary, when it sets up up to 13 priced at $20 each. So this guy was ripping everybody off with all these fake stamps. But you see, Higginbaum's daddy was awfully wealthy with a big international corporation. And he's awfully well, and his members are the only Jewish cricket club in London. Not bad for some, eh? From Hamish Mazel from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your gods go with you.